Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, in this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, I have a special guest, Angela Nicastro, and she's here to talk about the spring equinox on March 20th. This is the time when we have equal amounts of day and night, the first day of spring. And the chart for the spring equinox gives us information about what to expect for the coming spring and the entire year. We have some amazing cycles occurring for this year's spring equinox, and one of them hasn't happened in 335 years. Angela and her guides will tell us what to expect. Then, next week, on March 25th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Plus, just a note that since I have a guest this week, I won't be doing What's Up in the Heavens on this program. However, you can still get the cycles for next week by registering for it on my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And there's a link at the top right of the home page to register for What's Up in the Heavens. That info is free and available each week via email, and I'll send that out even though I won't have time to give it on the air today. So register for it now while you remember at askmadeline.com. Now, before I introduce Angela, I also want to let you know that we're in one of the most unusual and amazing periods in all of history. And if you find that you need another perspective about changes that are happening in your life, call me for a consultation. My toll-free number is 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. And I also want to remind you to get yourself a good timing guide so you can work in harmony with the universe. And in case you're not familiar with the Good Timing Guide, this tool assists you to be more successful and get better results for your important activities. It lets you know when to take important actions and when to wait with easy-to-read color codes. Days are not created equal, so make use of the best ones for your important tasks. You can order securely at the Polaris store by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. Now we're going to introduce Angela. And Angela Nicastro was here in December to talk to us about the winter solstice. So I'm absolutely delighted to have her back for today's show. Angela is an evolutionary astrologer and an expert in DNA transformation. She's a mystic channeler and an alchemist. She also paints and channels soul portraits. She's a very well-known astrologer back east, and she's been doing her work since she was quite young. Angela's been on my show for previous winter solstices, and her guides always have very interesting messages for us. So she's here today. She's here today to channel the energies for our upcoming spring equinox season. So welcome to the show, Angela.
Well, thanks, Madeline. It's so great to be back with all you guys again.
I know. We love having you.
Well, thank you. I love being on the show with you. It's always just such quite an interesting mix-up of information.
Yes, I know. Well, today we're just going to cut to the chase, and I'm going to ask you if you will quickly set the stage for our listeners about what's going on energetically and astrologically.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I have to say that this message today is being delivered with a very, very serious tone. You know, we really are a world in crisis, and we're at the point of no return. And, you know, right now we're approaching the full moon, we're approaching the equinox, and we have Uranus at the zero-degree point as well. And the full moon, you know, actually squares the core of our galaxy. And so it's telling us on an emotional level that we are being challenged at the deepest, deepest, deepest emotional level. And we really need to understand that there is no turning back at this point. That we can only go forward from here. So, you know, we have the supermoon on Saturday, the equinox, as I mentioned, and it's like the natives are restless at this point. You know, everybody is feeling the anxiety. Everybody's feeling that, you know, do I run forward as quickly as I possibly can, you know, take every risk possible, you know, or do I, you know, keep my foot on the brake because we still have Pluto in Capricorn. And, of course, we know that during this event we have Jupiter square Pluto and Jupiter's in a fire sign. So we have so much fire energy right now, and we know, you and I as astrologers know, that the day that Uranus moved into Aries, which was last Friday, we had this, you know, disaster in Japan, which is really, you know, to me, it's showing me the message, you know, of what we need to become aware of. If we don't, you know, we've talked in the past about Atlantis and how we're kind of reliving a lot of that energy right now. And, you know, technology should really be a product of society. And yet we're on the verge of becoming a society that is a product of our technology. And if we're not careful, that will be the destructive mechanism in our world. So we have been warned about these things. They've been prophesied. But, you know, the question is, did we learn? Did we listen to the wisdom, or did we choose to ignore it? So we have a lot to think about, you know, now, and we have to get to that point where, you know, we're really looking for new leadership, for new answers. And I feel that a lot of what's happening energetically on the planet right now feels like it's something that is almost like it's out of place. Like, it doesn't feel like it should be happening the way it is. So it raises.
Give us an example.
well, it kind of raises the questions of, you know, is the government responsible for using, you know, these devastating environmental disasters as weapons now? You know, the United States is the only country that has ever used a bomb, a nuclear weapon on another country, on a civilization. So we have to start to think about, you know, what's really going on? You know, we can't ignore the things that are obviously in front of us. So energetically, you know, it's creating this rumbling feeling that there's something rumbling deep, deep, deep within us and deep within the core of the Earth and deep within the core of the galaxy. And we have to start becoming more and more aware if we want to expect on any level that we can change the direction that we're going in as a humanity.
And what direction do your guides suggest we're going in?
Well, as I was saying, you know, we have this kind of, we're reliving this Atlantean, you know, kind of understanding. And it is a feeling of, are we being responsible with this weaponry that, you know, perhaps we have more technology on this planet than we are responsible in using. Maybe we aren't enlightened enough, or we aren't awake enough yet to use this kind of technology. You know, it's like giving a child the keys to the car.
Right, I see. Okay. And now, what are your guides telling you specifically about the spring equinox?
Well, I think that the message of the equinox is really tied into the energy and the things that we were just mentioning. And, you know, very specifically, you know, we have to, as you and I spoke about back in December, the possibility of, you know, kind of the alien, you know, energy, the ET energy showing up on the planet and saying, look, you know, this is what the real message is here. This is what's really going on here. You know, the revelations more and more. There's so many books that are being written. There's so many places you can go now and talk about, you know, the ET. So when, you know, and I know for people who aren't astrologers, they can't possibly understand what a Uranus sun at 0 degrees Aries is really, what it can really mean for a civilization. And, you know,
exactly.
Our purpose, right, is not to scare people, but it's just to bring information to help people make decisions.
Well, so, and the last time we had that, which was in March 19th of 1676, so that was 335 years ago.
Right.
10 days after that particular aspect occurred, after that particular cycle peaked, the Native American Indians attacked the colony that later became Providence, Rhode Island,
right,
and nearly destroyed it. So that is that very warlike kind of almost terrorist type of energy.
It is.
But it could be, you know, very unusual or radical leaders or
yeah,
us making very radical changes in order to fix things that haven't been fixed.
Well, on no matter what level we are at, spiritually or, you know, intellectually, no matter what civilization we're looking at this point, we understand that Uranus conjunct the sun at 0 degrees is a definite game changer. There is,
yes,
no going back. There is no going back at this point. We can only embrace the present moment and use the Aryan energy for change to create new things. Look at it more maybe as an adventure. You know, we did talk in the past about this beginning. You know, right now, this event happening this weekend is the beginning of a brand new evolutionary cycle for humanity. The
right,
last one closed, it was billions of years old. So what are we at this point? You know, are we still humans? Are we spiritualists? Like, what are we at this point? Are we homo spiritus? You know, have we learned enough to take care of our land, our air, our water? Because, you know, there's no such thing as a little bit of radiation.
Right. I'm hearing the music, so we'll be back shortly. Do you know what's ahead for our spring season? When we come back from the short break, my guest, Angela Nicastro, who is an evolutionary astrologer, mystic channeler, and alchemist, will give us more details. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. We'll be right back.
Psychic Dougal Frazier, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Slippery elm and marshmallow root. Some simple, effective help for acid reflux or inflammation anywhere in the gastrointestinal tract. Slippery elm bark or marshmallow root can be taken in powder form, shaken up with water or juice, or prepared as a tea to provide soothing and healing relief. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Way. Action Way is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Way has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Way and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A heavenandearth.com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today I have a special guest, evolutionary astrologer, mystic channeler, and alchemist Angela Nicastro. She's here today to discuss the energy of our spring equinox, which has a cycle that hasn't occurred for 335 years. We're in unusual times, to be sure. Okay, Angela, let's just go back quickly to what we were discussing right before the break. And I wanted to ask you if do your guides give you any information about earthquakes or earth changes or solar flare activity, anything like that?
Well, actually, you know, as we were talking earlier, there are so many, you know, those core changes that are under the earth. So, yes, there definitely will be more. The earth changes are going to escalate. They're going to peak, and then they'll seemingly, like, drop and slow down, and then they're going to pick up again. So these things seem to have a rhythm, a cycle to them, based on evolutionary time, based on, you know, astrologically what's happening, and, of course, we know how the transiting planets will influence another body. So, you know, all things being equal in the universe, we are definitely moving into a cycle of these kinds of earth changes, and there will be new things on the other side of them. The land masses will change. The bodies of water will be different. So our earth maps are not going to look the same after the Uranus and Aries cycle is over, you know, down the road. So,
wow.
Of course, yeah, so we know at the zero-degree point is extremely explosive.
Yes,
we know
is.
That, you know, as you said, it could, you know, the terrorists, the idea of these kinds of attacks, they can come in many forms. They can be nuclear. They can be with weapons. They can be additional wars. It can be people attacking their own government, the government attacking the people. And it can be done in many, many ways because Pluto is still a key player, you know,
right, in
this event. So it can come in many, many ways.
And do your guides have any information about solar flares possibly hitting the Earth that would be strong enough to take out the electrical power grid?
As a matter of fact, we're looking at the period between July and October of this year, and we are going to see an increased event with solar flares. Not only that, we are going to see things in the heavens that we normally cannot see from Earth. So we are going to see different formations. We are going to see even the showers, the Pleiadian showers and things. We're going to see very different events occur this year.
Wow. Okay. All right. Now, I want to ask you about another major shift that's happening in very early April. What do your guides tell you about Neptune in Pisces?
Very interesting, Neptune in Pisces. As we know, Neptune is in its rulership in Pisces. And it seems to that you would think that Neptune in Pisces would allow for a softening of some of the effects of the Uranus, which it very well could. But, you know, we really, really have to look at, you know, our natural resources even more deeply. The new sources of sustainable energy are going to come from batteries. But the metals that are needed to create these long-term batteries are actually under the ground in Libya. So could that possibly be one of the reasons now that, you know, there's a war brewing here? And that's not over yet. Neptune in Pisces, Neptune has a lot to do with our spiritual consciousness. In Pisces, you know, it can represent many different things. It can represent the creativity of new leadership, you know, Neptune in Pisces, Uranus in Aries. It can represent the global victimization of humanity through the destruction of all of our natural resources because Pluto's still a key player in here. So we don't really know what to expect out of Neptune in Pisces. You know, what is your feeling, you know, with that?
Well, I think that we're going to have a much more bigger emphasis on the oceans.
Mm-hmm.
And since Chiron's also there, I think there's probably some interesting
issues that will happen, probably some fairly intense issues regarding the health of the ocean. So
absolutely.
Right now, you know, with Japan's radiation situation, there's still the possibility that, you know, you're going to have a lot of your ocean water infected by that radiation at some point.
Sure, and I believe that that's already occurring. I mean, I feel that, you know, as we go forward into the year, you know, and again into the summer months, it looks like July is going to be a critical period, a peak period, and it does feel that this is already being affected. And, you know, as I said in our last segment, there is no such thing as a little bit of radiation. So every ounce of water, if 1 ounce is contaminated, they will all be contaminated. And if
right.
one, you know, grass and one animal, and, you know, how far is this going to go, you know,
right.
before something is done about it? And the bigger question is, with Neptune in Pisces, is it going to recur, or will it be prevented? Are we going to come back to a place where we rebirth ourselves as a new civilization? You know, there is no more separate, you know, countries, separate people. Neptune in Pisces dictates that we must be a united civilization. I mean, it's in this new evolutionary period, in the new consciousness, in the new awareness, in everything we've become over the last, you know, several hundred years or several thousand years, are we going to step out with wisdom, or are we going to continue to look, you know, to these wrong answers, wrong places for new information, which, of course, cannot happen.
Right.
So we need to decide.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. We need to decide if we are ready to give the power back to the people, if people are ready to take the power back, if they're going to, you know, you and I had a conversation the other day about, you know, the people born in the 60s, you know. These are the changers. Yeah.
Right. The change makers, the social change makers are... their time to step up to the plate and do their job.
Yeah, and I think that all of the environmentalists, the people who have been stuck behind the curtains, you know, kind of stuck without really getting a lot of attention and recognition, I believe that their time is upon us, because these are the people with the wisdom and the information that have been looking into the environment and into, you know, these, you know, the nuclear things and the weapons, and have been looking into these things and have been saying how destructive they can be, you know. And I think that it's their time now to step up as well and to bring that information out, because we need that kind of leadership now. You know, obviously,
absolutely.
Our government, right, is in business to make money. They're not in business to protect, you know, the people or the environment. You know,
it sure doesn't look that way, does it?
No, definitely not. So
yeah, that goal must have gone out. I don't know, 50 years, 60, 70 years ago. I don't know. Maybe when we discovered Pluto, I'm not sure.
Well, and you know, it's funny, because I've had a very strong influence lately. I energetically feel the dolphins. Like, I feel them around, and I feel that they're trying to tell us something. And we need to pay attention. We have to learn to use different hearing and different feeling and different vision. We have to change who we are, you know, into these enlightened humans. You know, we have to start walking our talk and living as if we were one with the oceans and with the air. You know, we really have to do that now. We can't just talk about doing it. We have
right.
to really, you know, become this. And I feel that their message is not a happy one, you know. And when, of
right.
course, you know, when we destroy our environment, we've destroyed our world. So.
And we've destroyed ourselves.
Yes,
we do.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, before we have to say goodbye, I want to ask you to please tell our listeners about any specials you may have for them and how they can contact you.
Sure. My new website is loveexpanded.com. And this is the one where we kind of put up all the specials and everything. And, of course, the old standby is fairyheart.org, and it's spelled F-A-E-R-I-E, heart.org. And right now, in because of all of these changes and these events, you know, people are being polarized between love and fear, and their heart centers are kind of being torn open. And so a lot of people are feeling these emotions on levels, and they can't really understand. They don't have a way to really kind of get a grip on what's happening. So we are offering specials right now on the sessions, on the DNA work, to bring the evolutionary truth out for people. So in other words, to take them back to a place of being empowered through their most authentic truth. And they can do 60 and 90-minute sessions, and or they can do, we have some really great web classes going on right now, which would be very, very helpful. And they were designed, of course, to help take people through this period of time.
And I will say, if you have ever have the opportunity to have a session with Angela, you will be so happy with your results. It's an amazing experience to have.
Well,
and I want to also give people your telephone number, which is 862-248-0006. And I'm going to repeat that. That's 862-248-0006. And her website is at loveexpanded.com. Is that L-O-V-E-E-X-P-A-N-D-E-D?
Yes, correct.
Okay, great. Well, Angela, it's been terrific to have you here today, and thank you and your guides for all your information.
Oh, Madeline, thanks for having us. Anytime, we are happy, happy to join your team.
Oh, thank you. And we'll talk to you again.
Okay, you take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Now, next Friday on March 25th, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.